This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, Republican candidate for governor, Dr. Bud Pierce, joining us. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be on.
So talk about your campaign, how things are going right now. What kind of things are you out doing?
Well, it's great. You know, spent a good amount of time in Eastern Oregon and all throughout the state. Lots of interest in the ongoing, COVID restrictions, more interest in bringing back our natural resource-based economy for the rural areas, and the ongoing struggles with violence in Portland and homelessness and not educating our kids and business conditions. So it's what we all know Oregon faces, and we need new leadership.
What do you think you bring to the table that could help the state out?
Well, I think that in terms of COVID, I've been living that as a practicing physician for the last 2 years. We don't need mandates now. We need government supporting us. The good news is it looks like it's really winding down and improving, even though the news is not that news, and that's not the reality on the ground. I think that the public will be much more interested in bringing back a natural resource-based economy, because we found out with our supply chains, our lumber prices, et cetera, we need to do the work of appropriate forestry work and natural wood-based products and mining and such in our state again, and growing food in our state to our cattle and all that. And I think there's just a lot of interest now in looking at the good things that have worked for us in the past to bring it forward. And I think that I'm aware of these things, and I have the leadership skills that I've developed through my life of work and involvement, and I can get the job done. And so I think that's what I bring to Oregonians, ability to get things done.
Now, your background, of course, as a doctor, not a political background. Some people might be curious why run for governor and kind of try to start there.
Well, I ran in 2016 and had a good run and all that. And what we need right now, again, we don't need politicians that have a lot of words and hot air and can't get anything done. We need people that can get things done. And in addition to, a successful medical career to help build our business from a fledgling $1 million business when I joined in 1994 to, we went from 6 employees. We're going to have about 250 employees this year. We were going over $100 million in revenue. So lots of success in getting the job done of building a successful business. Lots of actually huge projects in the charitable world. I've led those. I've gotten the job done in that area. So I think, again, we need less talk, less, excuse the expression, hot air. And we need people that are practical, pragmatic, and doers. And we need a lot less talkers, because the talkers have gotten into this. And a legislator going to an executive, a governor's an executive, is a leadership position. And I'm so trained to do that and to lead our agencies to a better service environment, getting the job done. So if you want to get the job done person, really don't pick a politician. They don't get things done. They talk.
If you were elected governor, what's one of the first things you'd do?
Oh, we'd have a number of things. We have executive orders. All the mandates will come off because they're ineffective and unnecessary at this time. They're absolutely unnecessary. We'd look at our curriculum and our public education. We'd have a freeze on the curriculum that include critical race theory. We would, really look hard at what we're teaching our students, because our students need to be well-educated and they need to love our country, not have ill feelings toward it. I think that we had a public health emergency with COVID. I think we have a public health emergency or a public emergency in housing and our homelessness situation. And I think the governor can move quickly on that to make real changes so that people are no longer living on the streets in misery and creating really a unsafe environment for all citizens.
What about the business climate in Oregon? What would you do to change that?
Well, one thing they can businesses can be assured of that any attempt to increase business taxes or fees will be absolutely vetoed. That's a first start. I think business just knowing that they don't face ever increasing taxation, gross receipts tax, corporate tax rates. I'm completely uninterested in increasing any of those rates. I understand that cutting them or making a more friendly business environment would be difficult as a Republican governor with a Democratic legislature. But the governor controls the agencies, and the word to the agencies will be assist our businesses in being successful, lower your fees to as much as possible. We're not interested in extracting money from businesses to maintain government agencies. We're going to change that attitude and the approach to how government relates to businesses and citizens. Absolutely. It's a service organization. Our agencies are not there to oversee and to make life difficult, but rather there to promote. And the success of an agency will be measured by the success of what they regulate. So if businesses are successful under the agency's guidance, then the agency will be successful. If businesses aren't successful, then we need to make some real changes in how the agencies function.
Especially from the federal level, the word infrastructure has been a popular one for the last several months. As you look around Oregon for the bridges, for the roads that the state controls, what kind of shape do you think things are in right now?
Oh, we need more capacity. You know, I think that we do a fairly good job of actually maintaining what we have. When you travel to other states, Oregon's pretty high, but our ability to grow our infrastructure is we're really lagging, and we need to have more capacity, more lanes, more bridges. You know, I know in the past the concern was that automobiles and pollution from automobiles are so harsh on the environment. Hey, we have electric vehicles going forward. We have autonomous driving vehicles. We need a lot more infrastructure that'll take the capacity that we're generating. And I'm very, very, very interested in increasing that capacity. I'm not so interested in the mobility, the transportation systems of the past, subway, rail. Those are, you know, old. Those are ancient. And I was 65 years old, and in another 10 or 15 years, I probably ought not be driving at least too much. And I want to get into my electric vehicle at that time, hopefully with a long battery charge life and a lot of mileage, and say to it, take me somewhere. I don't want to get on a bus or a train or a subway. That's really old school. We need to move forward.
As you have been around the state, what kind of response have you seen to your campaign?
Oh, we have great response. There's a lot of enthusiasm, so much more interest in 2016. In 2016, people were polite to me. It was kind of, well, why, you're we like you, bud, and you're okay, and why don't you go back to Salem and be a doctor? That was really the attitude. Nowadays, both in my community and all throughout the state, people are asking the hard questions. They're really looking to sense if you're the person, and I'm out there with the other candidates, if you're the person that can lead Oregon to a brighter future, and I'm confident that I am. And so, again, a very good response so far, very good.
Now, obviously, the field of candidates in both parties, plus an independent, getting very crowded. How do you cut through all that?
Well, you don't know. What you do is you get out there, and you put yourself out there, and you put your ideas out there. And it's interesting when you look at campaigns, all of a sudden someone will catch, they'll rise to the top. And a lot of times you don't find that out till election day because there's a discussion below the surface that's not easily polled and not easily measured. So that's where I think we get these election results that are surprising. But there's a word below the street on candidates. People talk about candidates. I think, interestingly, now with so many candidates, each region almost has their known candidate, their champion, and they put them forward. I think it's incredibly exciting for people to actually, in many cases, know candidates that are there. One of them is going to be their governor in the future. And I think it really makes it grassroots and actually a lot of fun for the citizens. I think in this turbulent time, it's important for many people to step forward to potentially run, and for the candidates, for the voters to be discerning and make the right choice. And I have great confidence they'll make the right choice. And I hope it's me. I don't know that. I hope it's me. I'm campaigning hard, and we'll see what happens.
Of course, we have Betsy Johnson, who's left the Democratic Party or going to be leaving it to run as an independent. So a three-way race, how does that change things come November?
It's a beautiful thing for Republicans. It's a beautiful thing. This, you know, more than anything, Betsy Johnson is a hardcore Democrat who happens to be pro-gun, and that's good. And she is pro-timber. That's her family money. That's fine. And she occasionally votes with the Republicans on business matters. And otherwise, she's, pure Democrat, which means that she'll attract many more Democratic votes than Republican votes. And that means there'll be two Democrats, one Republican, and you'll have a very liberal Democrat. And that feels really good to us. If you look at the elections of the past where there was a strong libertarian, who's more conservative, running against Kevin Mannix and such, and Dave Frohmeyer, when you have those candidates, they peeled off Republican votes, kind of like Ross Perot peeled off a lot of Republican votes when George Bush ran against Bill Clinton. And we want to have 2, 3, 4, however many Democrats you can get on the final election, split that vote out, that would be a beautiful thing.
So if people want to find out more about you and your thoughts about the issues, how do they connect to your campaign?
go to budpierce.org, budpierce.org, and you'll find all the information you need.
Dr. Bud Pierce, Republican candidate for governor, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me anytime.
841 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrison Building Supply.
Do you want to up the curb appeal of your home? The